Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Thank you, Jason. So, yesterday, I was working in the barn, and Mrs. Fennelli called out from the house. It's about 100 feet from the house to the barn. And she said, there's a message. There's a message from your radio friend. And I was thinking, boy, I'm really running short on radio friends. And she said, you like him. You know, he's from the Southwest. And I'm thinking, I think I ran out of all of my radio friends from the Southwest. And she said, you know, you like him. He's a good guy. Kurt Wilson. Welcome, Kurt Wilson.
Hey, Vinny, what's happening?
So I'm running out of radio friends. I think I'm down to just you.
Well, join the club, dude. It's just you and me, brother. You know, we should have recorded what we talked about last night. I almost lost my voice this morning.
Well, you know, I want to look up the exact quote, so give me just a second to do that. But let's see. Let me see if I can find it. Ken Burns, you remember Ken Burns? He did the history. He did, like, the West, and he did the documentaries. Great, great presenter of history on television. He did many, many series. Well, you and I were talking yesterday privately on the phone, and I mentioned, I was like, we were talking about what are we preparing for and what's on our mind, and I happened to mention that I believe we were headed toward a second Revolutionary War, a second Civil War, and a Great Depression, second Great Depression. So second American Civil War, second American Revolution, second Great Depression. I said that yesterday with you on the phone. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Okay. Ken Burns just came out the same day, and he said the current times equal the Civil War, the Great Depression, and World War II.
And you know, for the past 10 years on my show, I've said the same thing, and it's only going to get worse. And every time I'm made right, because I'm watching this crap happen, our handlers hide a lot of it from us. And you can't see it. But you and I do, because we chase rabbits down holes. That's how we do our research for our shows. And I see what's going on. I'm checking news now. It's 7 a.m. here, and it's not Southwest, it's Northwest. That's where I'm at. I'm in Idaho.
I know. And when she said the Southwest, I was thinking, I ran out of all of my friends in the Southwest.
You know, I still, my radio show friends, they've all been discouraged over the years, and they've quit, and they're back on their farms now, just doing whatever the hell they want to do, and I keep looking back at it, and it's strange. Why am I still alive? Everybody.
Well, I didn't realize you were. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I didn't realize you were 70 years old. You and I are, you know, same age. I didn't realize.
Yeah, this time around, I'm 70 years old.
Kurt, no kidding. I really thought you were 40.
Well, it's kind of weird. At 65, I was in Los Angeles, and I had backpack, you know, over one shoulder. And I'm walking across the street from this hotel that I was staying at. And when I come back, the maid looks to me and she goes, "Holy crap, you look like you were about 40 years old crossing the street. You know, could I have a jump in my walk?" And I'm sure of my movements.
Uh-huh.
But then she goes, then she ruins it, and she goes, "Yeah, but now that I look at the front of you."
Well, my pulmonologist months ago, probably 6 months ago, looked at me and she said, "No one will believe you are your age." She just said, "No one would believe it," and that was a nice compliment. So, cod liver oil, vitamin C, doing more of the right things and less of the wrong things. I mean, there was a guy he was selling real estate seminars, and he did a commercial, and he looked, the camera got really tight into his face, and he said, "I'm going to tell you a secret." And bear in mind, he was selling how to buy real estate with no money down. And this was a television commercial back in 1980. And he said, "If you don't want to be poor, watch what poor people do. And don't do it."
Yeah.
And that applies to a lot of things. Drinking, smoking, drugs, you know, burning the candle at both ends and all that stuff. So there's a price to pay for that.
Yeah, well, I got you say it in a nice place.
Yeah, well, I was getting ready for the broadcast, we got a call. Mrs. Finelli came into the studio, and she said, "Century Link is on the phone." That's our internet provider, telephone provider. It's not like we have a choice. They're the only game. And so they said, "We just want to make sure that we have the schedule right, because we're sending a technician." Now, on Friday, the internet went down, and I was unable to broadcast with the internet. And they said, "Well, you know," now I was on the phone with them from 8 in the morning, you know, an hour before the broadcast, trying to get this fixed, through 6:45 p.m., multiple calls to multiple technicians on multiple continents. So literally, I was on the phone for all this time. And they said, "Well, you've got a bad modem." And I said, "Well, let me see if I can find a modem, and I'll put my modem in and see if I can reconnect it. But you'll have to call us. We'll have to send you a signal," whatever that means. And so no matter what I did, I couldn't connect. And ultimately, I get this guy in South America, and he was not going to give up. I wasn't going to give up. He wasn't going to give up. Because it looked like I was going to be off the air Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and possibly be on the air on Thursday. And I wasn't going to let that happen. So I was pulling out all the stops. And I got this technician, this young technician, and he decided he wasn't going to he wasn't going to let it happen either. He was going to get us connected. Because he didn't believe it was a modem. I didn't believe it was a modem, because my modem wouldn't work either. So what it turned out to be was something called Walled Garden, W-A-L-L-E-D, space garden, like, where you grow vegetables. And I had not heard that term before. Walled garden is the smart meter of the internet providers. And what it is, it's remote control, and they can shut you down by turning on walled garden. So you can connect to CenturyLink so that you can see their web page, period. But you can't get to the Drudge Report, you can't get to ABC News, you can't get to Zero Hedge, you can't go anyplace else because they've walled you in. And if you do the research on the internet and you type in walled garden, you'll find walled prison. And that's really what it is. So you can remotely be shut down. So if you have a friend who doesn't like what you say and you're on the radio, they can turn on this walled garden and you aren't going anywhere except to the ISP's website. Yeah. And, you know, this is one of those.
It's funny you mention that. It's funny you mention that because last month we got this postcard in the mail from Spectrum, who I think Comcast owns them now. And it said, "Okay, your business." Now, my business, Survival Enterprises, okay, in Hayden, Idaho. And it said, you qualify for double the speed. Instead of 100 megabytes per second, now you can get 200 megabytes per second. So I go, oh, really cool. How do you do that? So my son reads it and he goes, oh, he says, go to this website, blah, 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 and you do this and this and this and this and hit enter, and you're on. And I said, really? Go try it. So he goes there, does exactly what they say, and we broke the internet. Literally. The whole area locked down. And I'm like, this is, what the hell's going on? Our phones run on the internet. My credit card machine runs on the internet. Everything does. So I didn't, I called off Spectrum, told him what's going on. Said, oh, let's check it. Lady checks it for about 15 minutes and says, we're going to have to escalate. And then we get this other guy. We talk to him and he goes, we're going to have to escalate. Three times they escalated. And then after 6 hours, they sent somebody out. Guy comes out, checks everything, everything, starting at the street hub. And he comes in and checks everything inside. The modem's fine. Everything's fine. He goes, I don't know what's wrong. I said, what the hell you mean you don't know what's wrong? This is my business. You just shut me down. So the next day, they sent somebody else out. And this guy had more meters and gizmos than anybody I've ever seen. He plugged things in all over the building. And he's on the phone. He was there 8 hours. They couldn't get it running. And the people behind us and the businesses next door to us, all the same thing. Finally, the next day, so we're down 2 days, going into the third day. Guy comes out from Spectrum, and he checks things. He goes, I think it's the modem. So I said, you know, whether it is or not, I'm going to use this as an excuse to upgrade my three-year-old modem. So I went and bought a $300 modem. I don't remember what the hell it's called, but it's the hot shot one. I mean, it does everything. So got it, hooked it up, booted it up. They acknowledged it existed, and the internet was still broke. So
this sounds like very much the same problem, Kurt. No kidding. So far.
Yeah, I wrote a walled garden down. And I'm going to do some research on it. I'll let my son go to it. My son does the research on the dark web. I use the light web. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, after listening to all these experts tell me they can't tore piss out of a boot with the instructions on the heel, I say, you know, Eric, let's do this. Call up Spectrum. Pretend you're turning on a new modem. Call them up. Tell the lady, here's my MAC ID address for this new modem. Boot it up. And he goes, that can't, it's too simple. It's not going to work. And I said, why not? I don't know. So he tries it. Boom. Internet works. And they still don't know why. They still don't know what happened.
They know why. They're not telling you why. Because that is exactly the same fix that I did. Exactly. So, as I mentioned, what would happen is I'll bet it's like this. You couldn't get out if you wanted to go to Zero Hedge or some website. You couldn't get there. Is that right?
All I got was some weird screen from Spectrum or Comcast.
Right. Okay. That's it. That's walled garden. So I got the same exact thing, but from CenturyLink. And what the screen that I got said, welcome, you know, click next and, you know, configure your modem. And so I reset everything. I did a hard reset on the modem and pressed the reset button for 30 seconds until all the lights went out and then the red light came on, went to a factory reset. But what happened was we were walled off at CenturyLink. So I reset and then reconnected and reconfigured the modem as if it was a brand new modem. And then it worked. Same thing you're talking about. Exactly. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones.
hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, you're hearing live, unrehearsed, undiscussed before, our problems with the Internet. And Kurt had exactly the same problems that we had. And so, Kurt, I did the same thing. The call was escalated. And at one point, there were three of us. Three people, technically, trying to resolve the problem simultaneously. You know, the highest level of technical support, plus the technical representative on the phone, and me. And we all knew about computers. So it wasn't like we were all novices. And it took hours to resolve this. But I did the same thing in terms of trying to buy a modem. I was unsuccessful. I wanted to buy a modem. And so I asked our son to make a call and get some telephone numbers for me. Because, you know, when the Internet's down, if you don't have the telephone number of Sam's Club or Best Buy or Walmart, etc., you can't call them. So where do you find the phone numbers? Because where are the phone books? I'm not so sure they even publish phone books anymore. So
they do. They do, especially up here.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're in a different country here in Missouri, so we don't do it yet.
Yeah.
We don't do it. So, but anyway, so I made some contacts to find out. There's not a single DSL. Now, you can get a cable modem, but you could not get a DSL landline-type modem anywhere within 100 miles where you could drive and pick it up. I was on the phone with Best Buy, and I called the Best Buy telephone number in Springfield, Missouri, which is, you know, like a little over 100-mile round trip for us. So I went to buy it, and I'm talking to this girl, and I said, you're in Springfield, right? No, this is the National Call Center. Really? I called the Springfield number. Yeah, no, you can't call the store. You can't call Best Buy? No, no. See, we don't know. When you call that number, you end up in the National Call Center. Okay. So do you have a modem? No. No, we don't have a modem. You don't have a DSL modem? No, we don't have one. You can't go to the store and buy one. They're out of them and throughout the country. Now, you could get the cable modems. You know, you can get those expensive, fancy ones. Sam's Club had those, I think, maybe for, you know, darn close to $200 for the kind of modem that, you know, is pretty sophisticated. Linksys and Netgear, you know, those two brands were available, but not a DSL landline, hop on the landline with, you know, digital writing on the landline. Now you can't get that. So I don't know if it's because they don't want landlines to be used for the internet or what. But this gal on this morning who called said, okay, so what we're going to be doing is we're going to be changing your plan. And I said, wait a minute. Yeah, and she said it's going to go from 3 megabits per second, down to 1.5. And I just want to make sure that you're good with that. I said, of course I'm not good with that. You're going to reduce the speed of our internet to half? It's barely there to begin with. So they want to reduce it to half. And I said, absolutely not. I don't want your modem. Don't. And now they said they were going to send a technician. But during Friday's call, they were going to send a technician. No, they weren't. Yes, they were. No, they weren't. The final result was no, they weren't. But they were going to send a modem. Now, this morning, the modem is going to be shipped and the technician's coming out. And I said, forget the whole thing. Because what they want to do is change the plan. Now, let me tell you what the plan is. So for $65 without the taxes, we get the internet and a landline per month. Guaranteed for life, whatever that means. I don't know if it's my dog's life, my cat's life, my life, or the life of CenturyLink until they go under. But guaranteed for life, never to change. The price will not go up according to what, you know, the agreement that we have. Because what was happening before is every year the price was going up and up. And it used to be $19.95, and then it hit like $100-something. But if I signed up for this whiz-bang program they had, this package, I could get it down to half, $65. So I signed up for it, and now they want to change it. And I said, absolutely not. No, we're not changing it. And then they say things like, well, you know, your leased modem. I didn't lease a modem. The modem came as part of the original package that you, when you get the internet service, you get a modem. And if it blows up, they give you another modem. And if it blows up, they give you another modem. Well, what they want to do now is change the package. And, you know, the meanest people on the planet in customer service, I believe, are these divorced women, middle-aged divorced women. Those are the worst to talk to. I'm sorry if you happen to be one in the class, but the ones that I've been talking to are not a lot of fun. Any comments, Kurt, before we go into a break?
Oh, no. But I'll tell you, I personally discovered the why behind my whole problem.
All right, we'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An autopsy on the body of a young woman found in Wyoming over the weekend will be conducted today. The FBI believes it's that of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. When we have more information, we'll pass it along. House and Senate leadership announced on Monday that they plan to attach a proposal to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022 to a short-term government funding bill. The bill must pass before the end of the month or Congress risks a shutdown. President Biden will use his first address before the UN General Assembly to lay out his vision for an era of intensive diplomacy with allies and vigorous competition with great powers. Biden will take to the lectern in New York on Tuesday. White House COVID-19 Response Coordinator Jeffrey Zients announced on Monday that the Biden administration will allow fully vaccinated travelers from around the world to enter the United States beginning in November. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Brandon Judd, a Border Patrol agent and president of the National Border Patrol Council, told Newsmax that the Department of Homeland Security was aware that a large caravan of illegal immigrants was on the way to the southern border back in June, but they did nothing to prepare for the surge.
Well, there's obviously theories out there. I don't have the evidence of this, but I would speculate that because DHS has been packed with very open border liberals that are political appointees, we can expect that they're going to have open border policies. And that's what we're seeing today. And that's the problem that we're dealing with. This is not an enforcement group that is at DHS right now. And if you don't have an enforcement group, you're going to have scenes like what we're seeing today. DHS knew this was coming. They were warned back on June 17th that this was going to become an issue. They were warned that they needed to build a temporary outdoor processing site similar to what we have in McAllen, Texas. And had they have done that, we wouldn't be dealing with this situation right now. And when you look at it, it's not just the Border Patrol that's dealing with this. Texas DPS outnumbers Border Patrol agents 3-1 right now. And thank goodness for them, because if they weren't there, we would have complete and total chaos.
More than 12,000 immigrants, most of them Haitians, are living in makeshift camps under the Del Rio International Bridge following days of openly crossing the river between the United States and Mexico illegally. Department of Homeland Security announced September 18th that it was sending 400 officers to the location to help maintain control. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
You have got your.
Take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kurt Wilson's with us, and his company is Survival Enterprises. Kurt, what's the best way to find you on the internet and your company?
Well, you go to survivalenterprises.com or S as in Sam, E as in Edward, the numeral 1.us, SE1.us. And you poke around there, see all the different stuff we got for sale. Health products, ham radios, shortwave radios, Mountain House Foods, that kind of stuff. I found the solution.
So what happened?
At least, okay. I talked to, we have a customer, is one of the techs for Spectrum, and worked with them. You know, they change their name every 10 years or 5 years, but he's worked for that company for 20 years. So he comes out, and he's the customer, so it's not like I'm calling up tech anymore. So he comes out and he checks things around. He goes, show me that postcard. And I look at the postcard, and he looks at it and he goes, oh, for crying out loud. And I go, what's wrong? He goes, these weren't supposed to be sent out for another 2 months because the website's not fully integrated yet. So he said, if you go to the website and fill out all the numbers and everything and hit enter, you're going to CF the whole thing. You got it? So this is what he's telling me. He says, you're going to screw it up so bad, it's ridiculous. So we had to bypass that whole system and just do it the old-fashioned way. And they didn't even have the concept that could work. We're still not supposed to be online, but we are. So it was a backdoor problem. And, well, you know, they've been attacking our company now for many years. 3 years ago, the IRS decided to audit us out of the blue. And if I didn't have low friends in high places, we would have been screwed. So that went by. And then all of a sudden, they turned off our ability to get credit cards. We've been in business almost 40 years. We couldn't take credit cards for a whole year. And during that time, the pandemic hit. Any other business would have gone under. I'm too stubborn. So we took checks over the air. You can call in and give us your check. We got a special program that we can print up bank checks. So we got set up to where we could take checks over the phone. So people were still buying from us, not as much as before with a credit card. And then finally, as soon as Dimwit took charge in Shady Acres, Washington, D.C., magically the next day I got a phone call that said, hey, you want to take credit cards? No problem. We'll turn you on. And within hours, we were taking credit cards again.
Are you saying that the Trump administration was involved in shutting you down?
No. This is a misnomer. There are no administrations. There's the deep state. Mm-hmm. And that's what does all of this crap.
It's very interesting. It's very interesting that you said that the IRS came after you. And the IRS has been after us for years and years and years. And so Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist has hired 85,000 more IRS agents to help us, you know, fill out these forms. And by the way, most people just hire somebody like a tax preparer to do the taxes because it's so complicated. I don't do that. I fight with the forms, and you know, I wait till the very last second of the last day of the April 15th, you know, and I send it in because I know they're expecting an inrush, and I want to make sure that, you know, we don't disappoint them. So we send it in along with everybody else who waited till the last minute. But I don't wait till the last minute. Actually, I take till the last minute to decide that I've got it right. And anyway, so we've been audited by the IRS many, many times. The state of the corrupt state of Virginia audited us, and the IRS has audited us. And so we got a letter from the corrupt state of Missouri demanding that we pay them about $100,000 in unpaid sales tax. I don't sell anything. And we have nothing to sell. And so I read these letters on the air, you know, threatening us. They threatened to put a lien on our property. They wanted to take the farm. I mean, these guys were out of control. So I literally called up, and it was coming from the head legal beagle for the corrupt state of Missouri. I mean, the head lawyer was the one who signed this letter demanding that we pay unpaid sales tax plus penalties and interest. And so I called up his office, and I ultimately got a chance to talk to him. I got his, you know, the receptionist. Does he know, does Stephen Sullivan know what this is about? Oh, yeah, he knows what it's about. And then I get his secretary. Does he know what this is about? Oh, yeah, he knows what this is about. And then I get Stephen Sullivan on the phone, and he says, who are you? I said, Stephen, you sent me a letter. You sent me a letter threatening me. So I know you know what this is about. So I invited myself to meet with him that day. I said, so, Stephen, what I want to do is I want to meet with you, and I want to talk about this. And he said, he's really busy. And I said, and so am I. But it's a five-hour round trip for me to come up to the Capitol and state Capitol, and I'm going to save you a lot of embarrassment, because here's what I'm going to do. And I explained to him that I was going to make him famous. And I did. And I told him, normally Sun Tzu would say, tell the enemy what you're going to do. I told him exactly what I was going to do. And I think this guy wet his pants because I told him I was going to expose him and his corrupt agency for what they were doing, which was fishing. And it wasn't just us. There were other instructors who live in Missouri who got targeted for unpaid sales tax. And one guy, who's now deceased, he was in his 80s. He had stage 3 cancer at the time. They threatened him the same way, but his was only $8,000. And he taught classes. He was a teacher. And he taught, in-person classes at his farm. Now, education is not taxable. Labor isn't. There's no sales tax on labor. If you sell a product, that's one thing. But you can't tax teaching. So they taxed him for teaching, and then they threatened him because he didn't pay a sales tax on teaching, which there is no such thing. So I told him I'd be glad to handle that for him. Ultimately, he died, and I don't know what happened. But I got a letter of an apology from Stephen Sullivan saying, oh, I'm most so sorry, we made a mistake. And then the next year, we got one from the head of the administrator for the Department of Revenue. Same thing. It was a lower amount, different years that they were looking for unpaid sales tax. And I explained the same thing. I said, basically, they wanted all of our email correspondence for 2 years. And I said, you're going to have to prove to me that we owe this. I'm not going to prove we don't owe it. You have to prove we do owe it. And they couldn't do it. So I got another letter of apology, and I read all these, all these threats on the air, and I read the apologies on the air. So you can stand up to these guys, and you can say, and I said to them, okay, so you're claiming that we owe this money. Where did you get this information from? What is the source of your information that says we owe it? And who are the customers that we sold things to that would require us to pay sales tax? Tell us that. In writing. And, they would send me letters saying that you have 30 days to respond. And I would respond to them, you have 14 days from the date of this mailing to the time I receive your mailing. Otherwise, I deem this resolved in my favor. And do you know what? They met my deadline because they knew I wasn't kidding. So they come up with these arbitrary deadlines, and they come up with these arbitrary threats. And Kurt Wilson, you can fight these guys, and you can beat them.
I know.
But you have to be right. You can't beat them and be a criminal, but you can beat them if you're right.
But you have to persist. You have to. And in physics, it's known as maintaining your position in space.
Yeah.
So you have to determine your position, and you have if you're right or wrong, and then you maintain that position. They don't like dealing with me.
When I was meeting with Stephen Sullivan at the in the big conference room at the state capitol, we were waiting for him in the lobby. Mrs. Finelli and I were waiting for him. And Mrs. Finelli looked to me, and she got really close, and she said, "Be nice." And I looked at her, and I said, "Why don't you wait in the lobby?" So I was in the conference room with Mrs. Finelli and Stephen Sullivan, and I took a penny out of my pocket. I put one in there, to begin with. So I had this, copper penny, and I put it on the conference room table. And I said, if this argument can be settled by me giving you this penny, and we can settle it right now, by me capitulating, you can't have it. I'm not giving it to you. I will fight this to the end over as little as 1 cent. If it's mine, you're not getting it. That's what I told him. So I basically said the same thing in different words that you are saying. I'm in this for the duration. It doesn't matter. It's principle. It doesn't matter the cost. I'm in it, and we're gonna fight this to the end. And he realized that there are much easier fish to catch than Finelli. So they gave up. That's the truth of the matter.
And that's the whole key. They're like gang members. If they can't kick the door in with one try, they'll run to the next house. So this is how our government works. I'm sure you know the term Oh, crap, I forgot the term.
Well, low, there's several terms. Low-hanging fruit, easy pickings. Those
no,
are some
the,
of the terms.
It's the term that the government uses when they steal your property. They steal your money. They steal your property. And they claim that you've given it up.
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I know the class does, too. Yeah, forfeiture.
Yeah. Forfeiture, yeah. So mm-hmm. they claim that. Okay, mm-hmm. and it's BS. This is how 75% of law enforcement in the United States is funded by stealing stuff from people. I've lost almost $250,000 worth of firearms. I have a friend who lost his airplane. They just take it. See, in the U.S., you are guilty until proven right, or until you can prove that you're a greater threat than they are.
mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, class, I mean, you're learning a lot about how some of us are willing to resist the tyranny, and your instructors are in that camp. We don't want to. It's not like we're doing things to cheat people. It's not like we're doing things that are illegal and wrong. All we want to do is be left alone, and they won't
do it. Leave me alone. Let me do what my family's done for 1,000 years, buy and sell
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now all this rigmarole, when our idiot rhino governor here in Idaho said, okay, we've got to close all the businesses down for health purposes, I said, go to hell. And I stayed open. And then he comes out and says, everybody's got to wear a mask, indoors or outdoors. I said, go to hell. And
you
I didn't wear a mask.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned...
Nobody came in and said, hey, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, because they know better.
I'm afraid if they did, I'd have a coughing fit. You know, cough into my hands, cough into my sleeve, cough their way. I wouldn't want to do it on purpose, but I don't know if I could prevent it. But, you know, you mentioned companies change their names, in Spectrum in 10 years. Same thing with CenturyTel. It became CenturyLink. Same thing.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurt Wilson's with us. SE1.us. SE as in Survival Enterprises. SE1.us for the website. Kurt, I mentioned that I was going to talk about a few tips from my unfinished, unorganized, not complete. an unregulated book. And so I've been writing this book, and there's some things that, you know, just tips. And one of them is that you don't have to buy Windows. For example, the last copy of Windows that I was willing to buy was about 21 years ago. I'm not going to contribute to the Bill Gates fund for pedophilia. I'm not going to do it. So, as you all know, that he was implicated in going to play with Jeffrey Epstein. So, I've been using Linux, L-I-N-U-X, and the version of the distribution that I use is Linux Mint, M-I-N-T. And it's absolutely free. And you can download it. If you have a Windows computer, you can download it. And you can create an image that you can save on a DVD, or you can save it on a USB drive if you have a large enough one. And then you can boot a computer with the DVD or the USB thumb drive with the Linux installation software on it. And you can do one of three things. Well, you can try Linux and run it off the USB or DVD, see if you like it. You can install it and replace everything that's on your hard drive, like wipe the hard drive out and put Linux on it. Or you can add Linux to your existing hard drive, and Linux will partition your hard drive such that you can have, for example, you can change the ratio, but you can say 50% of the hard drive will be for Linux and the other 50% is for what you already have, which would be the Microsoft system with all of the associated software that runs with Microsoft. It'll remain intact, and it'll run perfectly fine. And when your computer boots up, it'll say, what do you want to do? You want to do Linux, or do you want to do Windows? And you pick one or the other. And so those are the options. And it's absolutely free, and it comes with lots of software. It comes with the equivalent of Microsoft Office. And it's really neat. So I use it, and I can save my files as Microsoft Office files, you know, Word, Excel, the database. It's all there. And it's all free. and it's open source. So you can actually kind of depend on the people in the open source market to inspect it and say, wait a minute, this is a backdoor. We're not going to allow that. So the next guy that looks at it and says, wait a minute, that is a backdoor. I'm not going to have it. He'll just take out the backdoor and republish the software, and he'll say, there was a backdoor in it, and I fixed it. So that's the kind of thing that happens with open source software. So Linux is available for free. You can just look up Linux, download on your search engine, and I use it. And I've been using it for about well over 20 years. As a matter of fact, I was the first guy in as a computer consultant to throw overboard Microsoft Office and Microsoft Windows in a county school district. I said, look, you know, you guys are spending $89 every 18 months for a new version of Windows, and each version of Windows has, it fixes some of the problems and it creates more problems, so you keep buying, you know, Microsoft Office, Windows, Office, Windows, Office, Windows, and it's, you know, $89 per package every 18 months. I said, we can get rid of the whole thing, and we can use Linux. So literally what I did was I called up Red Hat in North Carolina, and I met with the CEO, Matthew Zulick, and I said, I'd like to be the first school system in the country to install Linux on the desktop in the elementary school computers, the middle school computers, and the high school computers, but I need some help. So if you'll give us all the software for free, and if you'll give us technical support for free for a year, we'll do it, and we will implement RHCE, which is Red Hat Certified Engineer Program, where we will train the high school students in the college level of Red Hat computer engineering. And that's what we did, and it worked. So can you use Linux? Absolutely. Do I recommend it? Absolutely. Kurt, do you have any comments?
Well, see, I work on security, okay, on the internet, and the worst thing you can do is throw a Windows system on there, especially 10. Windows 10 is the whole back door. When you install it, it installs, I don't remember exact words, but it says, please give us all your information so the NSA can always tell what you're doing. So I did a favor for somebody who worked for Microsoft. And in exchange, I don't want money. They gave me every copy of Windows Ultimate that exists. I have it sitting right here. So I use Windows 7. I'm looking at Linux, though.
Yeah. Well, the newest version of Windows that I have is XP. And yeah, we're broadcasting right now on XP and Linux. We'll be right back, going into the top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And I'll tell you a real quick funny story about Linux. And it's really kind of neat when we come back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.